The Democrats will lose control of the House of Representatives in January, but the party was in jubilant mood as it convened in the chamber on Thursday.
The House will be in order.
After days of speculation, Nancy Pelosi, the first female Speaker of the House, confirmed that she will be stepping down from her leadership position in the party, a position she's held since 2003.
And with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress. For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility.
She was received rapturously by her caucus, a show of unity in stark contrast to a Republican Party in turmoil after a poor showing in the midterms. They may have won the House, but their majority is very narrow.
The Republican Party establishment blames the Donald Trump wing of the party for the midterm election results, but the Trump wing of the party blames the Republican Party establishment for not being bold enough and going after the Biden administration.
With their majority in the House, the Republicans can launch congressional investigations into the Biden administration. Already, they say, they will be looking into Joe Biden's son, Hunter's business dealings and allegations of corruption involving the president.
This is an investigation of Joe Biden, the president of the United States, and why he lied to the American people about his knowledge and participation in his family's international business schemes. National security interests require the committee conduct investigation, and we will pursue all avenues that have long been ignored.
But the current Republican leadership is wrestling with how far it should go to appease the Trump wing of the party without alienating swing voters ahead of the next elections in 2024. Shehab Ratansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.